Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, and welcome to the first episode of Slash and Dash, which is our mini episode of Slaughter. I'm Lucy.
I'm Emma.
And I wanted to introduce you to the concept which I mentioned on Twitter and told the Facebook group, which we haven't mentioned yet. Facebook group is up. There are people already joining who I didn't even tell, which I'm so impressed by. But that is, if you just look for S'Laughter, true crime, and it should come up, and you can add on Facebook. So I did tell the Facebook group that what we're planning to do for the mini episodes is we're going to have a look, as typical teachers, the data will inform our teaching.
So of course.
The data is going to inform our lesson to you guys. So the data is going to be the top city listeners
will give you a murder
week.
Because normally we're strictly UK.
Yeah, so it's going to be worldwide. Exciting. So this week, drum roll please. Culver City, California.
Culver City,
California. I was going to say to you, what do you think I always say in my head when I do that West Covina? It's linked in that. If you don't watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, then you really should. It's amazing.
Awesome.
So I've done the research this time, so I'm going to be telling Emma about Culver City.
Yeah.
And it's really quite topical because today is the election for President of America.
It is.
But also California are having a vote on the death penalty today.
And oh, okay, way to blanket that one.
I know, right. And this case has come up loads in that debate, so it's quite topical this week.
I'm really looking forward to this. Like, I'm just coming out of the post-alcohol depression from the weekend, and I really need some murder to make me feel like I'm not such a terrible person. I mean, I literally drunk dialed my phone book. Like, if I called you in Culver City, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. So this is going to make up for it, because compared to this guy, you're a fantastic person.
I'm an actually normal human.
You're brilliant. So this is Zachariah Timothy Lennon.
Zachariah Timothy Lennon.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a unique name. He is described as
ZTL.
A transient. So I didn't know if that was
hobo.
If that was homeless person or traveller or
drifter. Whatever. Vagabond.
So the murder's in Culver City, but I'm getting the impression that he just sort of travelled around being
sort
a dick everywhere, to be honest.
Yeah. Was this like the late 60s, 70s drifter phase, or
no, this was recent.
Oh, I didn't think we still had those kind of old timey handkerchief on the end of your stick.
No, he's drifter. But I guess in America people do just sort of travel around more because it's easier to travel and you're more anonymous. And
oh, what you mean, because you can go to another state and it's like you're in a different country?
Yeah,
like if I went down Birmingham, I'd probably still bump into people.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think I don't know if I'm wrong, tell us on the Facebook page. I don't know what I'm talking about. So Lennon was a transient, which I interpreted as another term for homeless person, and he was released from prison on parole for drug charges, probably crystal meth. And he'd been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and his report on release referred him to a psychiatric outpatient clinic. So he probably was on medication, but it's not documented. So he had mental health issues. And he was also forbidden to have alcohol. Now, I don't know how they enforce that.
It's like when people are on parole and they have to inform someone if they're having sex. It's like, how are you ever going to find out
I
did a drink right now?
Yeah, like, I don't understand one, why he was forbidden to have alcohol, and two, how they enforce that, because it's for sale everywhere.
I'm still living transient. I feel like it's something that Donald Trump would get confused with transgender. Like, I'm all about transient people. No one respects transient people more than me. Sorry.
No, it's true. And also, I hope he doesn't win. See, we can do everything here at Sorter. Politics, true crime.
Not geography. I think we've quite clearly shown that geography is not something we do.
Yeah, I tried to sneak that Dublin part of the UK under the net, and no one's mentioned it yet. So he was part of a new programme to try to reduce prison numbers. So basically, prisoners on this new programme were released earlier, but they were on parole
longer
afterwards, restricting what they could do after they were in prison. So a lot of people have argued that he should never, that should never have happened because of his diagnosis of mental health.
What had he been in prison for the first time?
It just said drug charges.
Oh, because I was going to say, I would let the drug ones out.
Yeah. Like, selling a bit of drugs. Probably not going to murder anyone. Which turns out to be completely untrue. So on May the 1st, 2001, now, when I was looking at this was 6 months after his release. A lot of this information, really sadly, comes from something written by the victim's dad. And it was just really sort of heart-wrenching to read it. I've not included it in his words, but Erica Escobar, 27, went to a 7-Eleven for a cup of coffee. And it really is just a really tragic story. So basically, she was in the 7-Eleven getting a cup of coffee, and she noticed outside an elderly man being harassed, getting money out of a machine. So it's basically as a bloke standing next to him going, come on, quick, get the money out. So what would you think if you saw that?
What is your PIN number?
Yeah.
I know it's got a 2 in it.
And he's 89, so he looks proper old.
Right.
Like, he's not just a little old. And a homeless man was telling him to punch in his PIN. So the homeless man is Zachariah. And the elderly man couldn't remember it.
Oh, shit, that's true.
So, yeah, he couldn't remember it. So basically, instead of doing that, then they both walked inside to the cash register.
Right.
She knew the old man was being robbed. Now, I don't know why she didn't tell the person working in the shop or do anything like that, but basically, she decided to walk home with the old man, and the guy was following them.
Right,
so,
okay.
I don't know what happened in the shop, it wasn't clear, but the homeless man started, Zachariah started following the both of them, and she was like, I'll walk you home, went home.
Got it.
That's a lovely thing to do, trying to protect him. She obviously didn't think this homeless guy was going to be bad news in any way.
Maybe thought he was just asking for, maybe thought the man had agreed to give him some spare change to help him. Like, sometimes if you're queuing, like, often if you're queuing for a gig or something, that's when, like, people will come and ask you for money, or maybe she thought he just was wanting to give him something.
So poor sweetie, all noble and good, walking all the way home with this old man. And instead, so she went into his house and Lennon was outside, and then he came in and propositioned Erica Escobar, and she's
in the old man's house.
In the old man's house.
So he's like, excuse me, George. I'm just going to ask this lady a question.
Basically. And she said, nah, I'm all right, thanks. I'm not in the habit of sleeping.
I'm chilling with this old man.
Strange homeless people. You're not high on my list of men to shag.
No.
Gotta be said. So he started trying to rape her.
Where is the old man?
And he tried to get involved. He didn't join in.
Oh my god.
Trying to stop it happening.
I thought it was like some weird ruse, like, no. I'll pretend to be robbed, then when she's looking after me, we spit roast her.
Poor Erica. How can we make this crime worse? Emma's suddenly gone very quiet. So it was reported that he tried to have sex with Erica, and the old man tried to stop that happening, and she said no. And he basically tortured and killed both of them. So 2 days later, a housekeeper discovered the bodies of the 27 and the 89-year-old and it was revealed that Lennon had previously worked for Burgess as a handyman. So he's a former employee.
So how did they find out it was him, though? Like, was
I don't know.
How weird. Or maybe he was, as a handyman, he was on the list of people that they knew.
I think people had probably seen them at the shop. And walk him back.
And I guess if he's on parole too, they need to know where he is.
Yeah. The crime was so awful. He'd basically stamped on both of the victims' heads.
Oh my goodness.
And he'd cut Erica under the eyes. Poor girl.
There's something extra fucked up about when they go for the eyes.
Yeah.
Because there's no...
That's the second one we've looked at.
Because it's pure torture. Like, there's nothing... Like, you could... You know, it's not like a stab in the stomach, like eventually you'll die, like, but the eyes is just pure, like, I want to be as cruel as I can.
Yeah, horrific. And we had James Fairweather recently. He was another eye stabber.
Oh, yeah.
Just like prolific eye stabbing in the last few years. So California has got this vote on
moving. So he's on death row now.
So he has been an example in the debate. He was eligible for the death penalty, but instead received 2 life terms. They haven't executed anyone in California for 10 years. So it's almost like they haven't got a death penalty.
Yeah.
So people just go on death row, but he didn't even get the death penalty.
I mean, again, not to get too political and put my opinions on there, but I just think we know there's things worse than death. Like, Fred, like, didn't he kill himself when
Fred
he got
West.
Found out? Yeah. Like, because he knew that that was a lot easier than having to spend your life in prison. Like, I don't think that death is the punishment that they think it is.
No.
It's an easy way out. Like, people wouldn't kill themselves if death was that horrendous. Like, it's just an end. It stops their suffering, if anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and to be honest, if it was me and I knew I'd done it, I think I'd just be like, I can't be bothered to go through this court case. I can't be bothered to know that I'm going to get found guilty and to spend my life in prison. But it...
I'll slip you an arsenic in your water bottle.
But it's cheating. It's, you get out of jail free.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to be in jail. So it is cheating. Yeah, so a lot of people use him as an example of why they should bring back the death penalty. And Erica's dad, who wrote about the crime, he wrote about it on sort of a debate site, and he was saying that he wanted the death penalty brought back because of what had happened to his daughter, quite understandably.
Yeah, I think if it happens to you, you feel totally differently.
Yeah, so...
Slash and dash!
Slash and dash. Yeah, that was a quickie.
Let's dash.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.